Welcome to Grit, Grace, and Glitz. I'm your host, Erica Rothenberger, and I'm so excited for you to join me and my amazing guests every week as you learn how to get gritty, how to give yourself the grace that you deserve, and to celebrate all the glitz that comes to you along the way. Are you ready to unlock your potential? Let's do this. Well, hello there, everyone. I am so excited to be with you for another episode of Grit, Grace, and Glitz. And as most of you know who listen to this podcast, or maybe you're brand new listening, Welcome to the place that we talk about being gritty. We talk about reminding ourselves to give the grace that we all need and deserve in life. But we also talk about celebrating the glitz, all the good things, the mountains we're moving every day, the small, the big mountains that come in life, and just all the accomplishments that we have. So often we don't stop enough to say, hey, wow, look at what I've accomplished and how far we've come, versus the look of what I didn't get done. So here you can just be gritty, give yourself the grace, and go after the glitz. And you are so lucky today to have Catherine Morin with us. Dr. Morin is a registered and licensed dietitian. She is board certified in advanced diabetes management. She is an educational specialist, and she's also advanced as a Whole 30 coach. She has her master's in health promotion and her doctorate. Like, whoa, 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 drop the mic in health and kinesiology. She is a founder and executive director of the Hospital Land Community Wellness Center. She is also the founder of Diabetes Solutions, one of the only virtual diabetes self-management and nutritional programs in Mississippi. Now, let's all say that we can spell Mississippi, right? Double S's. There we go. And she's worked in numerous research projects. She just is one of a kind, ladies and gentlemen. She recently started a private practice consulting business in providing nutrition and lifestyle coaching to help people from dealing with anxiety and depression. And certainly after COVID, that's absolutely needed here. But she's really, really passionate about working with people and communities to just improve health, wellness, and quality of life. And her leadership extends beyond her work, where she serves on several boards and committees. She also has a ton of experience in teaching the community and also in the university settings. But most importantly, she is a spouse, a mama, and a bonus mom. So we'll learn all about that today. I want to welcome Catherine to this episode. Catherine, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Erica. It's such a blessing to be here, and I look forward to being here today with you and your listeners.
Absolutely. We are so excited to have you, because I know you're just going to dive into this. Anything before we get started on some of these questions that I'm just dying to ask you, anything in general about your background that you just want to share? I mean, you have such an extensive background, but your love and your passion for health and nutrition, just quickly on that, a little bit more maybe.
Yeah, I think I've had a lot of personal experiences and personal even traumas in my life that have led to this passion and have led me to where I am professionally. And I think bringing that personal experience and overcoming a lot of hard things have really helped me to be able to connect with people and be able to kind of get that connection that we all long for. I mean, connection really is the one of the main nutrients that we strive for as human beings. But yeah, let's jump in.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's so true, that connection piece, especially right now. I know you really specialized with like anxiety and depression, and what a pertinent and poignant topic to make sure that we're talking about and being aware about it and not being ashamed to say, hey, listen, I might be dealing with this, right? Because it's real, it's out there. And after the last 2 years of all the rigmarole that we've all been through, just in, you know, human society, it's been hard. So speaking of that, you know, you hear all your accolades and your doctorate and everything that you're doing, but there's no doubt that at some point or another, you're having some hard times, maybe some wall kicking moments. How do you get yourself out of that funk, or like what kind of tips can you share with people, especially when in regard to the wellness sector?
It's so common right now to be experiencing anxiety and depression. I've done some recent polls and over 75% of people are saying that they are experiencing anxiety and depression. To go back to your point a minute ago, definitely don't be afraid to talk about it and reach out to others. And the things in my life that are really non-negotiables, especially when I get to those places where it feels like a hard day or a hard time, I really go back to the basics. Am I moving my body daily? And this doesn't have to be a intense workout or gym session. It can be going for a walk or going for a bike ride or just moving your body and even a gentle yoga session, but something to where you're moving your body. Am I fueling my body well? Often we get stressed, we get upset, we get depressed, and stress spelled backwards is desserts. So we tend to start going for those high sugar, low nutrient foods that just aren't fueling our body well. So I really look in and think, am I fueling my body with what I know that it needs? It's really difficult to show up emotionally and with good energy when we're not fueling our body and we're not physically our best. And then I think about also things like alcohol. Am I drinking too much? How much am I drinking? Is that something I'm using to, after a hard day, am I coming in and kind of numbing out with something like that versus connection to people or being more present or knowing going outside and getting sunshine and play? And that's something else. How much sunshine are you getting? So many of us spend so much time indoors, and it's really important to get plenty of vitamin D, especially coming off these winter months, to ensure that we're getting that sunshine, that time in nature, and just really basking in that the nature and the benefit that that brings us. Also connection, as I mentioned a minute ago, it's really, really important to connect to other people. The nutrient that the human body is really starved for is the nutrient of connection. And often when we don't feel connected or we feel isolated or lonely, and even in marriages or relationships or friendships, or even if you're surrounded by a lot of people, really being intentional about that connection. And then also going to counseling. I think too many people are afraid to go to counseling or go to get a coach, and I really can't advocate for that enough. I've had my parents divorced when I was really young, and we were put in counseling really early on, and I really didn't enjoy it that much. And even into my teenage years, but now as an adult, it's just been a non-negotiable, and it has helped me show up so much better as a wife, as a parent, as a friend, as a leader at work, as with my clients. And I can't encourage that enough. And if you've been to counseling and you're just kind of like, it didn't really work for me, then I would recommend to find another counselor. I always often tell people counselors are like hairdressers. It might take a few before there's a good fit, and to kind of try again, because it's so important. But kind of thinking about the three things that our human body really needs daily to stay optimally well, and then to kind of get us out of these ruts, is move your body, lift something heavy, build your muscle up, and make sure that's something that you're doing. Connecting with another human being is so, so important. And then at the end of the day, taking time to engage your parasympathetic nervous system. That's the part of you that's calming, just relaxing, and reflect on the day. What went well? Maybe even talk about this with a partner or a spouse or a child. What went well? What are some things you'd like to do differently? Or what is something you want to change for tomorrow? And then be intentional about that change. And then thinking about too, in order for us to show up most optimally, it's really important to think about making sure our physical health is optimal. And that's going to come with, again, fueling the body well, movement, and good hydration. And again, another really important thing is think about who you're surrounding yourself with. If you're feeling down and you're in a rut, who are the people that you're around the most? Because we really do become like the five people most that we spend the most time with. And so if those people are kind of bringing you down or have low energy, kind of think about being intentional about reaching out to those friends or family members you know that are going to bring better energy and positivity and just help you get out of that rut or that low place. And creating boundaries with people who may be toxic in your life. You know, I've had some relationships in my life that have been really hard to have those boundaries with, even some family members, but it's important, especially when you feel like they might be contributing to that just kind of not great place you're in.
Yeah. And you know, we've all been there, and it's okay to admit that. Like sometimes we feel like, you know, because they're blood, you know what I mean? We're supposed to keep them all of the time. And it's okay to have a relationship where there is certain boundaries or certain separations, right? Like, cause that's important, you know, that companionship and the who people you're surrounding yourself with. So I know these are the tips that you use every day and you try to follow them, but I'm sure there's some days where it's hard, right? You do reach for the brownie. You do have that second glass of wine. You do, like, you know, and I think it's mm-hmm. accepting that, being absolutely. Like, hey, listen, we are not robots. We are not, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? We are not supposed to be perfect at all points. Mm-hmm. Cause to me, anytime, you know, and I'm a big fan of the 80-20 rule, right? You mm-hmm. know, like, hey, listen, if 7 days of the, or 6 days of the 7 days, you know, pretty much on schedule, I'm getting my exercise in, I'm surrounding myself with good people. I'm like, you know, and that seventh day, like, you know, yeah, you might have a slip here or cheat here or this, that, you know, it's okay. Like, we are human. And just because even in a typical day, if 80% of your day, you're on par with everything else, like, you don't have to feel. And I think that's, like, sometimes because people can get so restrictive with, hey, everything has to be so perfect. And then they end up mass exploding.
Right.
Like,
then it becomes unhealthy on the other end. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, because totally. There's so much restriction going on. Yep. So it's tough. And as someone who is a nutrition expert, what do you do in that case? Like, what, any suggestions you have for people where, you know, yeah, at 3 o'clock, they, instead of having the apple they were going to, they reached for, you know, the brownie, and you know what I mean? And they feel like, oh, the day's over. Like, what, how do you, you know, we've all been there. How do you program them to maybe reset so that day, they don't feel like the day is ruined per se. And I feel like society's put so much of that on us, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I always tell clients and even friends or others that one decision that's not necessarily the best decision should not derail you from your goals, or should not derail you from where you're trying to go. And giving yourself grace and walking gently with yourself is going to be really important there. And so if you do make a decision, or you have something that maybe you shouldn't, don't feel guilty about it. Don't be too hard on yourself about it. Enjoy it. Move on. Maybe notice how it made you feel. And then the next time, try to make a different choice that you know is going to make you feel better. Or I'll tell people too, if you're going to feed your body and really take, and you're making a decision like that, where you're about maybe wanting to eat something or craving something that's high sugar or high carbohydrate, then think, am I truly physically hungry, or am I using food to fuel some other hunger? And if that's the answer, then we want to go to our toolbox and grab a different tool and try to engage in a different behavior in order to fill that emotional hunger or loneliness or whatever it is that we're feeling, frustrated or a hard day, those kind of things, those tools in the toolbox. I like to tell clients, it's important that we put all the tools in our toolbox and learn them, and then choose which ones work at different times. And that can be really,
and I know, like, the other day I got home and I was just really frustrated. Like, I could feel myself kind of like a tightrope, right? And I was like, okay, well, one thing, I'm either going to get frustrated with, like, my loved ones who don't deserve it, mm-hmm. or I'm probably going to resort to, like, be like, oh, maybe I'll just have a glass of wine to, like, take this frustration away. And I ended up going on, like, a mile and a half power walk, right? It was nothing crazy. I'd already worked out that morning, but it was just 20 minutes to myself, hardcore, put a podcast in, did some hills, walked around, and I came back and I was like, I came mm-hmm. home and made a really healthy decision for dinner. I, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I felt the edge off, like, you know what I mean? When I went to go try to, like, engage with my family, but I knew if I hadn't made that choice, I could have gone down some wrong paths. And I've believe me, I've turned left instead of right there too, or mm-hmm. chosen not to take the walk. Right. So I think it's just, like, again, training your mindset to be able to do that. And it's easier said than done, right? Like, we all have our moments. We all have our times. And a lot of it, like you said, comes from, you know, extenuating factors of, you know, what's going on in that day. But it's being mindful enough to recognize them, and mindful mm-hmm. enough to, you know, I know sometimes what it helps to me is actually for me to journal how I feel, like, when I do make a bad decision, right? And just pen to paper, write it down and say, okay, like, why did it make me feel this way? And then it kind of triggers something the next time your body wants to go down that bad path again, to kind of say, okay, listen, remember how I felt after I did that last time? Like, in the moment, maybe it didn't matter as much, but after, I was like, eh, like, was it really worth it? So anyways, just making those certain decisions. Yeah. So, you know, switching gears a little bit here, if you could spend a day with absolutely anyone in the world and see how they run their life, what they do, how they get up in the morning, what they eat for breakfast, what they read, who would it be and why would you choose them?
We all stand on the shoulders of giants in our individual and respective fields. And when I think about this question, I think about some of the people that have been incredible mentors to me, especially professionally. And it's people like Dr. Mark Hyman, who's kind of the grandfather of functional medicine, Dr. Peter Attia, Dr. David Perlmutter, has just done groundbreaking research on neurochemistry, neurobiology, the gut-brain connection, the impact of grains on our brain. I've just learned so much from the three of them. And then also people like JP and Amber Sears, you know, outside of your political beliefs, regardless of your beliefs there, they are two people who stand for freedom, who have, now they have like their own little farm and are growing their own food. And it's just been such an incredible opportunity to get to know them. Amber is actually my business coach. And so I've gotten to know her really, really well over the last few months. And it's been such an honor. But I always think about, I want to just come spend a week with y'all, because they walk the walk, they talk their talk. And these other individuals do too. I would also say like Sean Stevenson, he's got the Model Health podcast, Paul Check. They're humble. They care about their families. Their whole lives are committed to improving the lives of others. And they're truly giants in this field. And I would love to spend time with them to learn more about how they, the ones that are practitioners, how they work with their clients, what their, you know, their non-negotiables in their day. And it just seems like they are the happiest, brightest, most impactful people that I've known and followed. And I'm just really grateful for social media these days and podcasts and books and papers to be able to really get to know these people through those realms instead of, and obviously I can't get to know them all in person. And so it's been really cool to learn from them that way, but would love to be able to spend a day with any one of them.
Right. Oh my goodness. Of course. And like I think like you said, almost like a week, like a day is great, but a week, like really seeing the ins and the outs, because let's face it, like as wonderful as it looks like they're living their lives, they have those wall kicking moments and they have those days where they feel frustrated or the days that they made their bad decision. Right. Mm-hmm. But it's creating those habits. Right. And I think that's exactly where you started this podcast, and, you know, creating those positive habits that you're doing each day. And they've started to, I feel like people like you've mentioned have mastered it, really mastered those moments, and allowed their bodies to almost make, and mindset to make those triggers like even faster than the average human, because they've programmed themselves. And it's just be the fact of doing it. It's not that they're better or they have a higher IQ or higher EQ. Maybe they do, but it's really because they've mastered the consistency of it. And I think that's really important to remember that, hey, they didn't just wake up that day, or like they weren't given a strand of DNA that just made them perfectly perfect every day, right? You know what I mean? Yeah. And that they're facing some moments there too.
And their priorities are in order. They really prioritize physical health, emotional health, being connecting to others, being impactful. And those things really go a long way when you're thinking about just being successful, you know, and being what we're made to be, and the potential that we all have, really reaching our full potential.
Absolutely. And you know, it is, you know, when you look at people that you admire, right? We all need them. Like they're important, right? And those people have people that they admire. And that's the way that life should be. We should always have people that we look up to, people that are going to motivate us. And you talked about the five people you surround yourself with, right? If you're surrounding your five people with that are just at your level, you're never going to get any better. Mm-hmm. So being willing to step outside of that boundary and be like, hey, listen, I need to surround myself with someone who is a plus one, or who is doing this that I'm not doing yet that I want to do, like to be able to grow and really nurture and feed your the growth you're looking to obtain, if that's in fact one of your priorities.
Yeah. And I think it's important to remember that our changing for the better and doing that hard growth work can often challenge the people in your life who are stuck. And so don't let that be a deterrent for you, and be willing to continue to commit to that growth and don't stop growing. And then again, surrounding yourself with people who are on the same path and who have the same goals and priorities. And that's just really important, because if we don't, it's kind of like going back to healing. You know, if we don't heal what hurt us, we're going to bleed on people who didn't cut us. But don't let that be a reason not to heal, right? And to heal those things in your life that have hurt you or that have been hard. And to make sure that, I love too, a friend of mine we were talking the other day about healing and growth and how it can be really hard sometimes in counseling, working through that generational trauma or things that we've experienced in childhood or teenagers. But You know, a healed woman is a powerful woman, or a healed person is a powerful person. And there's really not much more powerful or influential than a woman who is confident, who's healed, and who is a leader and is bringing others with her and trying to bring others up and allow and bring and helping others reach their full potential as well. And that's something I think about when I think about my daughter or my career or what I'm doing, always thinking about, how is this impacting others? And am I being kind? And am I acting out of my own hurts? And it's just that self-reflection that's really important part of that growth work as well. And then there's going to be times where people don't understand you, right? Or people may not like you. And that's been one of the most difficult things for me to learn and accept in my life is not everybody's going to like you, and that's okay. And oftentimes it's not necessarily about you either. And there's something in you that's triggering something in them and that they don't like about themselves or they want to work on. And so we're all mirrors. And I think too, it's important to think about whatever triggers you is revealing what you need to heal and revealing growth areas.
Yeah, it is so true. It is so true. I'm actually working with an energy coach right now. We talk a lot about that, about like, hey, listen, you know, it's really important that when you feel frustrated with someone else, like say there's always that trigger moment, right? You have to remember that that person is a gift. They're bringing out that for you to recognize that, right? Or it could make you realize, hey, listen, this is where I do need to change or evolve, or why is this triggering me? Instead of just being like, oh, that person's so bothersome, look at it and be like, wow, this person actually helped me get to this next stage, or this person helped me recognize that I don't want to be like this, right? Instead of looking at it as just a negative part of your life, or, oh, that person's never going to change.
I love that's a gift. And it's just perspective seeking. Right? You could perceive that as this is a barrier or a challenge, or you could perceive it as this is a gift. And this is someone who is helping me to be an even better, more impactful, loving human. I love that.
That's great. Said that to me like the first time. And I'm like, I don't know if I buy this. Yeah. And now I've really started to work through it. I'm like, wow. So say someone was, you know, an absolute jerk to you, like, you know, a certain part of your life, but that, then that, however that person treated you has then made you propel. You have to thank that person for treating you that way, for like, as weird as like a warped as that sounds. Right.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. Like, so I do my meditation every morning. I'm going to just read this passage. It says, you can forgive without accepting. And it says, you will forgive in service of yourself so that you will not be held hostage to negativity. Forgiveness is not acceptance. It is merely releasing something that doesn't serve you. Forgiveness doesn't mean that you consent to what occurred, only that you have consciously decided to let go in effort to move forward with a sense of peace.
That's great.
And I thought that was so poignant to so many points that you made in this conversation about, like, you know what, like, it's okay. Like, I think, I don't know, for myself, and maybe it was, you know, when I was brought up, maybe it was this, who I was surrounding myself with. Maybe it was myself. I don't know. But I always felt like, well, I have to win this conversation, or I have to, you know, there's a right and a wrong, right? Like, there's could be nothing in the middle. And just realizing, like, listen, we're all going to have different opinions. And that if someone, if you really feel like someone's deeply hurt you, we all have felt that way, is you can choose to stay angry at that person, or you can choose to forgive and be like, hey, listen, now I have that energy to serve in another capacity somewhere else.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think the other day I was listening to JP Sears on Sean Stevenson's podcast, The Model Health Show, and he said something so profound, and it's so timely in just the world right now, because we've all experienced division in our relationships with our friends and our families, just over not agreeing necessarily on whatever it is over the last few years. And he said, the illusion of connection is agreement, but the reality of connection is acceptance. And if we can accept each other's differences, our differences are amazing. And it what brings value to our relationships. And it just, I just kind of gave myself chills again saying it, but it's so profound that it's so true. We do not have to necessarily agree with one another or be the right person in the room or always have the best idea, but to be accepting of each other's differences and value each other's differences and surround yourself with people who are different from you. And that's one of the main things I would say. If people take away anything from today, it's not even necessarily all the things we can do from a nutrition standpoint, but what can we do in our relationships? Human beings are hardwired for connection, and connection is so important. And really, when you think about addiction, I had an eating disorder in my past. And when I think back about that and my recovery, I was so isolated during those times. And if you think the opposite of addiction is connection. And when you really begin to reconnect to your family and your friends and your soul and do that tough growth work, it's just amazing what happens. And it's amazing how much your health just elevates to the next level and your emotional health when we feel truly connected and we're not so bogged down in being right or agreeing or whatever it is that's going on to divide us. And I think the world, if anything we all need right now, is to be more accepting and more connected and more unified with one another.
Drop the mic. I love that. I love that because it's so true. You know, like you, I dealt with an eating disorder for almost 10 years and it was a really tough time in my life. Right. The connection, I felt like I wanted to push so many people out of my life, like without consciously even knowing when I was there, because I didn't want people to know my biggest control. Right.
Yeah.
I didn't want everyone to see inside of like what I was really dealing with. And an eating disorder, you know, for hopefully there's listeners on here who have no idea like what it really is. And I'm sure there's a lot of listeners on here who have dealt with it or are dealing with it right now, but it really becomes so much more than an eating issue as it's almost seen from the outside. It really is a control issue on other aspects of your life. And it really can be damaging. And I think it's so important that we get gritty and we talk about these topics because they're so important and they're out there. Right. And you know, like two people who both love health, love wellness, love this. It's like, now it's like a serving thing to me that I'm like, listen, like there's so many other ways to deal with this. And it's almost what has helped make me so passionate about this industry too. And you know, what so many people are doing, and mechanisms that we can healthy, you know, how we can better deal with it in a, you know, a healthy mindset, and what that looks like. So
Yeah. It's dark and it can be challenging. And it's one of the hardest addictions to overcome because you can't just stop eating. Like you can just stop drinking or stop using drugs or stop doing whatever else. You have to truly find a healthy relationship with food. And in my recovery, I said this at the very beginning of the podcast, my personal experiences have been what's created this fire in me and this passion in me to help lead others to food freedom and wellness and optimal health. And I think, you know, it's the one tool we knew at the time that helped us get through those challenging times. But I would encourage anybody listening, if you're struggling with disordered eating patterns or eating disorders, you know, reach out for help and look, reach out for me. Actually, one of my private practice pillars is disordered eating. And I have a real heart for it because I think too many times practitioners who haven't experienced it don't understand it. And they think it's just about eating when actually it's not really anything about eating. It might start that way, but it's not really about that at all. It's about soul work. It's about connection. It's about really digging deep and healing from those past traumas and generational hurt. And like no addiction ever, almost. I've worked with hundreds of clients now, and I've never worked with somebody or even in my life who's had some kind of addiction that didn't have trauma. Trauma triggers addiction, whether it's, you know, obviously some traumas are bigger than others, but we all have trauma. I mean, the first time a little baby gets in trouble by their parents, that's traumatic, right? Or the first time a teenager gets in trouble at school, like it's on some level traumatic. And so we all have to continue and be willing to work through that kind of stuff and be willing to heal. And it takes courage. It takes being brave. It takes a lot to be willing to do that work. But I promise when you start doing it, it's like, I can't even imagine 10 years ago when I started, really 15 years ago, when I kind of started the recovery work, think about where I am now and how freeing it is and how amazing it is and how it's great to just continue to pour into the lives of others and build people up, whether it's professionally or personally. And I think
it can seem so scary when you're in it, right? Like, how am I ever going to get out of this? And, you know, I'm sure both of us were there, right? You know what I mean? Yeah. You're like, is this ever going to get easier? Is people ever going to really understand it? Right. And it's so funny when you look back, you know, decades later, and it's how far you can come, but it's like anything, you have to be willing to put the work and the time in. Mm-hmm. So let's end with this. What is one thing you rewind yourself, you know, 10, 15 years, a decade and a half, what would you go back and tell yourself? Like, what would be that change or that catalyst? Maybe for someone that's listening right now, whether they're your age, they're 10 or 15 years older than you, or 10 or 15 years younger than you, doesn't matter. What is just like your lesson of like, hey, listen, there's one thing you want, you know, your daughter to learn, you know what I mean? And just resonate within life. What would it be?
Oh, there are so many things I would tell her. I feel like, you know, one of the things I love about getting older is wisdom that you take. And I talk about this all the time with a friend of mine who has a 13-year-old daughter. I really think there's two things. One, the main thing what I would say to her is walk more gently with yourself. Don't be such a perfectionist. Don't be so worried about what other people think. They're too worried about themselves to be hyper-focused on you. And I think for a long time, I thought I was the only one with insecurities or the only one with body image stuff. But really, so many other people are navigating that this challenging world and asking questions. Am I good enough? Am I pretty enough? And the fact is, yes, yes, you are. I would tell her, yes, you are all the things. And the second thing I would say is about feelings. I think for a really long time, I didn't want to feel the hard feelings. I had a lot of traumatic experiences as an early teenager, or a couple. My parents divorced early, so there was just a lot going on. And I think I started numbing my feelings. And you can't selectively numb your feelings. You know, if you're numbing sadness and shame and frustration, you're numbing joy and happiness and pride. And I think I remember learning about this in counseling, like, get to know your feelings. Feelings are visitors, and they're going to come and they're going to go. But the more we get to know them and accept them and spend time in that suffering and joy, then we're going to grow and become the best person. So it would be something along those things. And it's like, you can't have the darkness without the light. If we don't have suffering, we don't appreciate the joy. And they all kind of work hand in hand together. So there's the main things I would tell her. Walk gently with yourself. Don't be so worried about what other people think, and feel your feelings.
Bam, bam. I mean, guys, if you didn't get anything out of this is those three. I mean, walk away with those and next level. So much of you. I mean, and the older I get, the more I like realize, like, it was funny. I was listening to some, I very, very, very rarely ever listen to the radio, but the other morning I was coming back from the gym and it happened to be on, or I turned it on because I just was like, I just needed to zone out for a minute or two. And it was so crazy because it was the morning of my birthday, and they were talking about all of the things that, and I feel like almost like I was like supposed to listen to it, you know, when you feel like there's this divine intervention. It was like the 10 things as you get older that you stop caring about as much. And one of the main things, and it was hysterical the way they, and I won't go in there because it got a little R-rated, but in the sense of the way that they talked about how you just don't give a blankety blank, blank, blank about other people as much the older you get. And you're like, my goodness, if I had learned that lesson when I was 20 and not cared so much about this image, or that everyone else had this, you know, cookie cutter perfect life, I probably would have been eons above. Like, and I see young people now who are in their 20s, who are decades younger than me, and I'm going, oh my God, if I had known that. I'm like just pushing them, like, yes.
I just want to like pour into their brain. I was telling one of my very best friends has 13-year-old, and I see those girls starting to struggle with these things, and I just want to like just pour it all into them. Like, don't worry about it. Doesn't matter. But yeah, I think that's a big lesson to learn. And I think it's a lesson we all continue to learn. You know,
it's not easy. It's not like all of a sudden we're like, okay, it's not like, hey, listen, instead of brushing your teeth twice a day, brush them three times. Like, okay, I can do that. Right. Cause that's like, you know, this really goes down to like a lot of
process,
like, process and working and repetition and consistency. And, you know, I think that's where I see just the beauty of like how you're helping so many of your clients, right? Yes. You're, you know, a holistic nutritional like coach and mentor and phenomenal, like absolute, you know, in so many ways that you serve people, but really it's going back and digging into, you know, some deeper stuff too. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where, you know, you really have to have that connection. Yeah. So I'm sure so many people are listening to you right now, Kat, and saying like, oh my goodness, like I can relate. Yes, yes, yes. And guys, in the show notes, all of Kat's information and, you know, all of her background and how to connect with her. They'll all be in the show notes. You should definitely reach out to her. She's an absolutely phenomenal person to follow, a phenomenal role model. But she's real. She's not like trying to be this, you know, she's not living on this like beautiful cloud in Fiji. She's also like, hey, listen, you know, it gets gritty. It gets hard. There's challenging days. There's wall kicking moments. There's things I wish I did differently, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think it's mm-hmm. so important to have that relatability. And that's what I really enjoy so much working and just being partnered with you and just watching what you're doing in life in such a big way. Anything else that you want to leave everyone today before we sign off here?
Well, right back at you. I loved getting to know you and appreciate you so much. And I love other like-minded women. And I would say just for the listener, don't feel like you're alone when you're having a hard time or you're struggling with health or wellness. This is not a linear journey, and it's not a straight shot. And you're often going to feel like you're two steps forward and one step back. But the important thing is to keep moving forward. And if anything, just get outside for 20 to 30 minutes a day, and that sunshine will help you feel so much better. Connect with other people, find your people that are like-minded. I've been wanting to start my Instagram account for a long time, but just didn't feel like I had the capacity to do it, and finally have. And the thing I've loved most about it is just connecting to other like-minded people in that space. And so again, it could be even online and social media, finding that, but I would just say, continue to find your light, shine your light, and don't let other people put your light out, because we all have something to offer this world.
And don't let anyone dim that sparkle. That's, you know, it's so true. Like, just keep it lit so bright and making sure, you know what I mean? You're staying true to your morals, your values, your, you know, who you truly want to be and what you want to represent and what you really want to leave your legacy with.
Yeah.
Right. Cause if you don't keep that sparkle going, that's going to die. And it's easy for it to die. Right. Cause it's much easier, in my opinion, for people to play small than for them to play big, right? It's easy just to kind of stay comfortable in where you're at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one thing my great grandmother used to always tell us is, in a world where you can be anything, be kind. And I think that's so true of today, and just trying to know, a lot of people are having a really hard time right now. And especially as women, like, it's always frustrating for me to see women judging each other, or cutting each other down, or talking about each other. It's like, guys, let's just lift each other up. Let's love each other. Let's support each other. Let's not shame each other for whatever decision we're making around parenting or babies or whatever it is, because we just need more unity. We need more people who are lifting each other up. A rising tide raises all ships. Just because you're getting better doesn't mean I'm going to be worse. It actually is probably going to make us both better.
Amen.
That's so important to think about too.
Talk about a good Friday.
It is a good Friday. Such a blessing today to be with you.
You know, and it's so true, because, you know, I always say lift as you rise. And I've noticed that throughout my career, for wherever I've ever been, is like, the more I help other people rise, the more I rise, just like you're talking about with the boat, you know, the exact same simile. Like, just, you know, just think about what you would do if you were trying to help, you know, your daughter's best friend or your son's best friend. Like, you'd want them to win like no tomorrow. Treat everyone that way. Mm-hmm. And it can be really, really small acts of kindness that can go huge, huge way. I'll leave you with this one story. So I was at an event on Monday, and I was there, you know, with just one of my dear friends, and the woman who was working security at this event was sitting there. We were chatting with her. We asked her to take some pictures, blah, 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 blah. And she asked my friend, oh, where'd you get that cup of coffee? And my friend was like, oh, there's a, you know, place right down the hall, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's decent. And, she's like, you could tell, like, she just really wanted a cup of coffee, you know? And so we were like ready to walk away. And my friend like turned around, like pivoted. It was beautifully done. Like, no one told her to. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to go get you a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. And she went down the hall, because she knew, I think in her mind, she was like, well, she probably can't leave like where she's sitting. Anyway, she went and got the cup of coffee. She brought the cup of coffee back. The woman tried to hand her, you know, the security guard tried to hand her money. My friend was like, no, my treat, you go buy someone else a cup of coffee today. And I'm like, if we just did more of that, paying it forward and pass that down the line, like, what a beautiful place this world could be. Mm-hmm. Not that it's not a beautiful place, but I really think more than ever, like you said, we need to be doing more and more of that. So this is your takeaway also. I mean, I know Catherine left you with tons of great, great stuff, but go and do that. Do that random act of kindness. Like if you just listen to this podcast, make it happen today, make it happen tomorrow, make it happen in the next 48 hours and watch what will unfold for you. So go buy that cup of coffee, give that person that smile. It doesn't always have to be about a gift you're giving someone. Just doing the right thing and being kind. And I say that to my kids all the time. I'm like, whatever you do, I was like, I'd rather you get a C on a test and for your teacher to say you were kind to the other kids than for you to get an A+ and you to be that jerk in class, right? Mm-hmm. So yep. Anyways, well, this has been absolutely wonderful. I feel like we could go on for hours, but I want to be fair to the listeners. Yeah. And, you know, I know people have such a limited amount of time, but if you want to learn more, guys, Catherine is an absolutely phenomenal person to connect with. Get on the phone with her, chat with her, look on her Instagram. She's just a great person to be connected to. So we are going to sign off from here from Grit, Grace, and Glitz. Thank you so much for pouring into us today. Guys, go out there, go be gritty, give yourself the grace you deserve, and please, whatever you do, celebrate all those glitz that you are doing in life each and every day, like buying that cup of coffee. Take care, guys. Signing off. I hope you learned a lot from today's episode, and I cannot wait for you to catch our next episode. I'll see you back here next time on an all-new episode of Grit, Grace, and Glitz.